Cyndi Lauper, Money Changes Everything here on 92.1 WGHN. It is 3:45, and folks, joining me in the studio right now from are the folks we operate out of their suite here at MMG Wealth Management. We have Holly Urbanek, and we are not going to be talking about that. We're not talking about money. We're not talking about finance. We're talking about something totally different. So Holly is taking part in Dancing with the Local Stars, which is a very big thing. It's been going on for many, many moon, but it is your turn to do it this year. And you and I were kind of just talking here off the air, just sort of getting the lay of the land. So let's set the scene for everybody. Explain what it is. I think we're all familiar with the television program, but it's a little different than that.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesse, for having me.
No problem.
I'm so excited. So Dancing with the Local Stars, I was nominated to be a community star.
Do you know who nominated you?
I do. You know what? I have a good feeling.
Got a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a good feeling.
All right.
About that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, very similar to Dancing with the Stars. There are 12 teams. And what's really cool about this is that it's been around for 18 years, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just an opportunity for people to express themselves while giving back to local food pantries in West Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there's like over 40 food pantries in West Michigan that all of the proceeds from Dancing with the Local Stars go towards. And this year, we have a big, hairy, audacious goal
mm-hmm.
of raising $300,000. So we're all on mission to break that goal.
Okay. All right. And then how is the money raised? How does that part, like, do people pay to come see the event, obviously, and the tickets and stuff like that? Or how do you get the coinage to help them out?
Yeah, great question. Definitely from getting tickets to come to the event. And also each team does their own fundraising efforts. So mm-hmm. for me, for example, my team, we're team number eight. Whoop, whoop. Mm-hmm. Go Team Smooth. This weekend, actually on Sunday, I am going to be hosting a Jazzercise event with Transform Gym mm-hmm. in Grand Haven. And what an awesome opportunity for the community to come together in Grand Haven, locally, just up the road from where I work every single day. So there will be an opportunity to make a donation there at that event.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be opportunities through silent auction items, and you can always go to the website dancemuskegon.com
mm-hmm.
and make a donation to our team if you would like.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we're all kind of competing against each other. It's kind of like a unspoken thing, but we want to win. Team
sure.
number eight wants to win. So
okay. All right. Well, as I looked at muskegondance.com, and it's like some people have like it's kind of like West Side Story. They have gangs of dancers, and then but you just have one partner. So and tell us about your partner, and then how the competition sort of works. Are there rounds? Is it like the show? What happens?
Oh yeah, I was so blessed to be a team of two.
Mm-hmm.
So myself and my pro Byron Doss. He's phenomenal, and he is just so talented at ballroom. That is his expertise, his specialty, something that I also have no experience in whatsoever. So yeah, we practiced together, and I'm not going to reveal
sure.
the kind of dance that we're going to do, but that's another thing that you're going to get
mm-hmm.
a sneak peek if you go to the show.
Okay.
To see.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, every team does their routine. And then there are a series of awards at each show.
Okay.
So there's three different awards. There is judges' choice. So we are being judged like the traditional show. And then there is another award for the crowd favorite, which is my favorite. I've attended these events in the past. And the way that you vote is by being the loudest.
Mm.
So it is quite musical.
I understand.
And engaging.
Okay.
And then the third one is whichever team raises the majority of the funds per that show.
All right. All right. So mm-hmm. now I know you said is there like a group dance at the beginning or something like that to let people know? And then you just have the one performance and you're judged on the one performance because you have all these teams. So you have to space it out time-wise. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
When we open the show, we'll do a group number, all 12 teams and the pros. It's going to be high energy, and it's going to be fabulous. Our last group practice is tonight, actually, mm-hmm. so we're ready.
You're ready. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How much practice has gone into this?
Oh, my. Many hours.
Many hours.
Many hours.
Many hours. So
definitely.
This is you. And how confident do you feel in your performance?
I'm confident that I want this to be impactful for the people that come to the show.
Okay.
I am confident that it will be a very fun, high energy night.
Mm-hmm.
Our number specifically is going to take the audience on an experience on a different journey than maybe the other teams might be preparing for.
All right. So it sounds like you got something like an ace in the hole.
I hope so. Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Are your feet going to leave the floor?
No comment.
Okay. All right. So you're playing to win. You're playing to win. Okay. The judges, are these people with a dancey background, or are these just people who just, oh, this looks pretty type thing? They have a background because, you know, you want the judges to kind of know a little bit about what's going on.
You know what? I'm honestly not sure about the judges. The chair, the co-chairs of the board, I'm not sure if they have dance experience or not. That's a great question, Jesse. I actually hadn't thought about that.
All right. Mm-hmm. How would you have rated your dancing ability before you did this? Do you have dance background? Or is this like a big, I'm stepping out of my comfort zone type thing?
Oh, dear. I did ballet when I was 10 years old, so maybe like 20 years ago, kind of.
Okay.
But I was the tallest girl in the class at the time, so trying not to be seen in that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so this has really been just myself and Byron, and there's no opportunity to hide. There's no opportunity to like, oh, everybody look at this person because they shine more than I do. I don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
It is definitely outside of my comfort zone, but I'm so grateful for the opportunity to learn that about myself and be able to express emotions in a way that I wouldn't traditionally.
I understand. So now when you rehearse, do you get a chance to see other people rehearsing, or it doesn't work that way? Or are you, everybody's in secret?
There is an opportunity for everyone to have their own private rehearsal. And there's going to be a time where all the teams will run through the show start to finish.
Okay.
So that we kind of know, you know, what to expect, about how long it could take potentially. But it'll be really good for all the teams to get out there and get accustomed to the stage. You know, there won't be mirrors out there that we can watch
look
ourselves.
Into, yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah. So then when you're doing this routine, what's going through your head? Because, you know, I think we watch like, you know, Dirty Dancing or movies like that, and you just think, oh, they're just in the moment, they're having fun. But in your head, are you thinking, I've got to be here at this point on the beat and this and that, da-da-da-da?
I think when Byron first met me, he was like, oh, crap, I got one of those analytical types.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But over the last 2.5 months or so, I've had to really focus my efforts not on the steps and the counts, even though that is important initially to learn the technique. But at the end, when you perform, you want to display something from your heart, and you want to connect with the audience and give them an experience, quote unquote, show, but really make them feel something. And so, yeah, I find myself when I do get in my head, you can totally tell.
Okay.
And that's not what I want to do for the show. The show is going to be a journey.
Okay. Well, let's do a little housekeeping on this. Okay. Again, we are talking about Dancing with the Local Stars. When is the event going to be?
The event is already next weekend.
Next weekend.
February 27th. And 28th. So we have a Friday night show. That's our first show in the evening. And then Saturday, we have an afternoon show and a Saturday night show.
Okay. And where is the show going to be?
It is going to be at the Van Dyke Mortgage Convention Center in Muskegon.
That's right up there across from the arena. If people would like tickets, where can they get tickets for said event?
You can go to dancemuskegon.com to purchase your tickets. If you want to support specific team number 8, you can choose Team Smooth when you grab that. Go quickly, though, because we are almost sold out. So
all right.
Definitely grab your tickets if you want to come.
Because this is a big, big thing. And then also, so there's no mystery who the people are. You can actually go online and see who the local celebrities are. So you have a pretty good idea of who's dancing. So it's not like, oh, it's a ringer. They brought in so-and-so. And again, you've been putting a lot of effort in on this. You're very dialed in. I guess my final question to you is, are you nervous at all? Are you more giddy?
Both. Okay. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you can be nervous and giddy.
Yeah. I'm so excited to see the whole thing come together. I'm excited to put on my costume and dance it out. I'm excited to see everyone be in the room as the show is taking place. I'm excited to watch the audience and see their faces as they watch the performances and have that time with their family and friends.
Okay. And you only get to do this one time. You're only allowed to do it once. You don't get to come back. So this is it. This is your moment. This is your one shining moment.
This is my moment to shine.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, we have a very special guest in the studio with us today, our friend Holly Urbanek from MMG Wealth Management. They're the folks when you come down to the radio station. We are in their suite right now. Right, real quick, why don't we give them a plug? What do you do at MMG Wealth Management? Because every time I come in, you folks are on your computers, you're on the phones, you're in seminars, you're talking to people. You know, you're trying to sell them Cougarans. We went through that for a while. But why don't you explain what you folks do down here? Because I sort of know what you do, but I don't really know.
Yeah, we help others live their ideal lifestyle, mm-hmm. whatever that means for you, by aligning what's important to you, what your values are, what you care most deeply about, and aligning your finances as a means to be in alignment with what's important.
Okay.
So that ultimately you feel good about your lifestyle and your finances.
Gotcha. And so, for example, if you want Cougarans in your lifestyle, you are the guys to talk to.
No.
This is a joke I've been writing because I remember for a while I would come in, I would say, whoever calls, tell them we got a sale on Cougarans. We're trying to move Cougarans. And she would just say, okay, we're going to do that. Okay. But anyway, and if people want to learn more about MMG Wealth Management, where can they do that?
Perfect question. Go to mmg-wealth.com and you can schedule a complimentary welcome call with either myself or Melissa Myers.
All righty. And again, the contest is Dancing with the Local Stars, and the website that has all the information that you need to know for Dancing with the Local Stars is
DanceMuskegon.com.
There you go, DanceMuskegon.com. All righty, it is 3:57 here on 92.1 WGHN. We are going to take a break. We've got CBS News just around the corner, and we'll have more of Jesse Bruce Live in the Blue West Properties Studios in just a moment.